Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. Families of American hostages held by Hamas meet in Washington with top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
We are making slow, but important progress. Not that that progress can't come fast enough.
The U.S. has put Houthi rebels back on a terrorist list. The brutal cold snap blamed for more than 30 deaths easing in some places.
We've got record temperatures this morning from Texas to Alabama, but this afternoon we go above freezing and we stay there at least until Saturday. That's the next day with real cold.
CBS's David Parkinson says the Pacific Northwest will get more ice, snow in the Rockies. Britain's Princess Kate hospitalized after scheduled abdominal surgery.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Buckingham Palace says King Charles III will undergo a procedure for an enlarged prostate next week. The condition is said to be benign. The suggestion is that the king has gone public to encourage other men to get checked.
CBS News brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Democratic law firm in Washington, D.C. is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional map. The Elias Law Group says the court's landmark ruling on the Wisconsin legislature's map last month calls into question Wisconsin's U.S. House districts. Governor Evers says Republican senators were wrong to fire Public Service Commissioner Tyler Huebner yesterday. Senator Brad Paff was himself fired as acting agriculture secretary. He says Republicans are playing politics with the governor's appointments.
Rigid partisan ideology accomplishes nothing for the people of this state, and quite frankly, it just demonstrates to them that the government is broken and it does not work.
Republicans point out they've confirmed more than 480 of Evers' appointees. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wellness Shack in Eau Claire is turning to the community to help stay open. According to a WQOW report, a loss of about $40,000 in grants from the COVID-19 pandemic has left the peer-run mental health recovery center unable to stay afloat. The organization is hoping to raise $50,000 to pay for its rent, certified peer specialists, and the programs it offers. Interested community members can donate to the Wellness Shack on their website or by sending them a check in the mail. The Stanley Boyd School Board has approved a resolution to put a $23 million referendum on the April ballot. In a press release, District Administrator Jeff Koenig said the funds would be used for a new gymnasium, the relocation of the district office, and the construction of one central cafeteria. If passed on the April ballot, homeowners would pay approximately $94 extra per year per $100,000 in property. Koenig also noted a community survey in November showed 60% support. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. The loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Badgers lose on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers fall to the Nittany Lions at Penn State. Matt LePay.
With 0.4 seconds left, they'll get it in to Baldwin. It's over. Penn State, a four-point winner here at the Bryce Jordan Center. As the students make their way onto the floor here in State College.
The final 87-83, the Badgers got into foul trouble early. Head coach Greg Gard.
Four times we fouled jump shooters, and we hadn't done that in a while. I thought we had kind of moved past that.
So now the Badgers are 13-4. They host Indiana Friday night. NFL, the Packers installing the game plan for Saturday night's game against the 49ers. Sometimes teams go a day early when playing games on the West Coast, but Matt LaFleur declined.
It's something we talked about, but we figured it'd be best to stay in our normal routine. It's a short week anyways, has its own set of challenges, and just felt like it was best for us to stay in as normal as a routine as possible.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The worst of the cold is over, and now wind chills will climb to feeling like near zero. With more clouds building in today, it's acting as a blanket, keeping us warmer. This means by tomorrow, we'll feel our actual temperatures. But still, it's sweater weather, and we don't thaw out until next week. Currently, it's 6 degrees.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past hour of 12 noon on this Wednesday, January 17th, 2024. Welcome in.
Hump day!
Fantastic. It's cold, but not so cold that the camel can't talk. That's the, you know, things are not that cold. We are joined, as usual, on a Wednesday, crossover Wednesday, by our colleague and friend, host of Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8 on the Civic Media Radio Network, from the beautiful frozen banks of Lake Wissota, Pat Kreitlow, and from our nation's capital, where a lot of people feel souls are frozen, Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. Gentlemen, welcome both.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Thank you.
Cold. But is Lake Wissota frozen over?
Oh, very much so, yes. Yeah. Brittany Merlot is telling us this morning that, you know, 40s may be back in the forecast in the next few days here. So yeah. I would urge everybody around any given lake to not assume too much because of this deep freeze. A few days later from now, it's, you know, we don't need any more tragic stories like that one out of Sun Prairie the other day. Let's stay safe out there, kids.
Totally agree. Just stay off the lakes a little while longer. Let the ice get established. Trivi, any not much snow in D.C. occasionally, but anything?
No, we got. Kids had a snow day yesterday.
Did you really?
But, you know, yeah, they
for
got
an
like
inch?
Half an inch. Half an inch.
Right.
Stores got cleared out. My daughter says to me she wanted to go sliding with her friends. She's like, are you sure it's safe to drive? I'm like, are you kidding me? Wisconsin, we call this Tuesday.
Yes. Well, big show coming up today. We're going to talk politics with both Pat and Trigvi. Also, talk a little bit of Packers news. The Packers, of course, continue on in the playoffs and out in Santa Clara. People making it very clear that the 49ers stadium, Levi Stadium, not anywhere close to San Francisco. We'll talk about the Packers and what it will cost you to get out there a little bit later in the show. And also breaking news. This is very interesting. Amazon is investing in Bally Sports and will become the new streaming provider for Bally Sports. That means that you might be able to stream both the Bucks and the Brewers on Amazon Prime later this year. So very interesting news.
I'm curious to see
the next day.
I just want to know, what does that mean? There was one article I read said the cable channel will still exist as well, but I'm not full. I just want to make sure, because otherwise, right, if it's not going to be on your cable, but you have to just go stream it instead. I mean, you got to decide what are you willing to pay for anymore?
Well, this is from the site called Cord Cutters News. Cord Cutters News reporting that today Diamond Sports, the parent company of Bally Sports RSNs, announced a deal that will allow it to exit bankruptcy. With this deal, Amazon will become the minority investor in Diamond Sports, and then it goes on from there. So we shall see. More news to come, as they say. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But, gentlemen, I want to start off, and this morning Pat's kind enough to have me on Up North News every Wednesday as well, and we talked about Trigvy's organization, the Lincoln Project, and I want to play a couple of cuts, and then we're going to talk about this. This all stems from the original Paul Harvey piece. Paul Harvey, of course, the late, great Paul Harvey, broadcaster, commentator, news guy, great radio guy, who had a midday show on ABC News Radio forever. He did a piece called God Made a Farmer. So I want to make sure people understand this was all from a real thing that the real Paul Harvey did. Mr. Zomers, play a few seconds. Here's the original Paul Harvey, God Made a Farmer.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer.
All right, so there you go. It goes on from there.
God said, I need somebody willing to
set up all night. It's about a minute piece or so. So that was a real thing. It was a great piece. I think Chevy or Dodge made it into a Super Bowl ad for trucks a few years back. So more recently, a couple weeks ago, either the Trump campaign or MAGA folks, they bastardized this. And they did a piece called Through Artificial Intelligence, Dialing Up the Voice of Paul Harvey, and created this.
And on June 14th, 1946, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God gave us Trump. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, fix this country, work all day, fight the Marxists, eat supper, then go to the Oval Office and stay past midnight at a meeting of the heads of state. So God made Trump.
All right, that's enough of that before I get sick.
Stop it. Right.
So last night, the Lincoln Project, of which Trigvy Olson is a senior advisor under the tutelage of Rick Wilson, the head of the Lincoln Project, who is a brilliant guy in ads, they released this.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a man to test the will and goodness of a free people. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man who failed in everything but theft and broken promises to live in a golden palace and convince the poor he serves their needs. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a wicked man to lead the common folk with hatred and fear. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a corrupt man who is above the law and immune from justice. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man who will use violence to seize power. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man whose followers will call black white, call evil good, and call criminals hostages. So God made a dictator. God said, I need his political party to obey without question, and the press fear his wrath. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a cruel man who uses his power and position to punish and harm his opposition. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man who breaks the faith of even his most godly followers and leads them to idolatry. Place him above me. So God made a dictator. And then God said, I sent this man to test you, and until you cast him down, you have failed. So God made a dictator.
For the Lincoln Project, it's a powerful ad, and it starts out showing dictators, like Hitler and others, then finishes up with actual footage from Trump and the campaign. Pat Kreitlow, what's your reaction?
Oh, my gosh, when I saw that early this morning and had not actually heard or seen any of the Trump one until moments ago. My apologies for any noises that I might have made in disgust. But the Lincoln Project version, again, would have just been something that was, you know, cute and kind of snipped at, mm-hmm. at things. But to bring it around in the end to say, this is a test. This is a test for America. And whether you wrap that in any kind of religious connotation or not is up to you. As an American, we're all being tested like never before to see if we can stay true to our democratic small d norms and our own Judeo-Christian or whatever you want to call it, compassion that enables us to have had a country this free and strong for this long. That ad right there sends that message home, and I hope really drills some people in the heart who might not have otherwise thought about it until it was in such stark terms.
Trigvy?
Yeah, I mean, when we saw the Trump ad and the way the process works, you know, we get on the phone or Zooms pretty regularly. We have our conversations about everything that's going on, and we're like, all right, where can we draw contrast? And then Rick goes into the lab, and you know, having seen it just before the final version, maybe the day before it went up, you know, it has to be a little bit like if you're Taylor Swift, you write a song and you're like, that's going to be a hit. Well, actually, everything Taylor Swift writes is a hit. But like, you know, if you're Depeche Mode, maybe or something. You know, I called Rick right after I saw it and I said, you know, you've made some iconic ads, Morning in America and some others, but this is genius at work. So.
Pat Kreitler, to your point, and how does this play in places like Wissota, the 3rd District, or other places around Wisconsin, especially rural places where religion, I mean, certainly, you know, Methodists, Lutherans, and Catholics, I mean, all great folks that go to service every Sunday. You know, I'm a person of faith. I don't go to a denomination anymore. But how does this play? We're going to play a clip later on from Nikki Haley from yesterday, in which Dana Bash and CNN asks her specifically, how do you feel about your leading nominee being, you know, found liable for sexual assault? And Haley's response is, you know, I don't pay attention to that, and then just pawns it off. I think that these things ultimately for real people in real areas of Wisconsin, I think that morality at some level matters, yes or no?
Of course it does. It still does. Now, unfortunately, some of the intended audience will tune out before you get to that big punch at the end about how this is a test for you and your faith. They'll say, oh, this is just another, you know, political dirty trick or what have you. And honestly, it is frightening what we can do with AI these days in terms of mimicking human speech. But for those folks that stick around and take in the entire message, again, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's not zero. Some people will hear that and go, you know, maybe this guy has had, you know, we've given him enough slack and he's not actually working on my behalf. He's not actually, you know, heaven sent the way that some people say. I think it's going to resonate with some folks. It is that good.
Before we let you go, you and I are going to be down in Milwaukee tomorrow, a state education, public education convention downtown Milwaukee. School boards and other folks are going to be there. What are you looking for tomorrow? I know you're going to join us. Hopefully the roads are good in our second hour. We're going to be broadcasting live from there. We're going to be talking to other people in public education. I know you've interviewed some people on Up North News over the last couple of days. What are you hearing from public educators, and what do you hope to hear? What do you hope comes out of this convention over the next couple of days?
Well, I'm just looking to see what, you know, the I don't want to say the hot topics are, but you know, what are kind of the things that are, you know, uppermost in the minds of not just our educators, but the people who actually take it upon themselves as volunteers to run for and serve on their school boards. This is mainly a school board based conference, and see what kind of, you know, points I can take away to help encourage more people to want to, if not serve on a school board, then to support those who do or become a volunteer at school or in some other way. Understand that educating a child is no small feat, and it's not helped when it's undermined constantly through everything from partisan politics to, you know, skimming off the top to fund private school vouchers and things like that. So I'm very, very much looking forward to hearing what the current leaders have to say so that we can help encourage the next group of leaders who will keep Wisconsin schools strong.
Great topics like this each and every morning, 6 until 8 a.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, the Up North News radio program with our wonderful host and friend, Pat Kreitler. Safe travels, Patrick. We will see you down in Milwaukee tomorrow.
Yep. See you then. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much. Stay tuned. More with Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project. Your phone calls as well. This incredible cut from Nikki Haley. And we'll hear from the Trumpster himself, all that and more. On the other side is the Todd Allball Show as we roll on a Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15
with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Glad to have you along with us on Wednesday, January 17th, 2024. Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, taking your phone calls. If you'd like to join in and ask Trivi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, a question, a comment, always welcome. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Trivi, I too want to just say that it was this ad that we played before the break from the Lincoln Project. And again, I want to make it clear, this all started from the Trump side, the MAGA side, taking this great Paul Harvey speech on farmers and turning it into this self-aggrandizing thing about himself. And this is the Lincoln Project ad is a reply to that. And so I think it's totally appropriate to reply and kind of set this narrative here. I want to play along, get your comment on this clip from Nikki Haley. She was on, I believe this is from yesterday, in New Hampshire. And this is Nikki Haley on CNN talking to Dana Bash. And Dana Bash brings up, and she didn't push back. I want to take your take after the cut. But asking Nikki Haley about Donald Trump and his problems in court.
You're the only woman in this race. How do you feel about your party's front runner being held liable for sexual abuse?
I mean, first of all, I haven't paid attention to his cases, and I'm not a lawyer. All I know is that he's innocent until proven guilty, and when he's proven guilty and he's sitting in a courtroom, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You've got investigations on Trump and Biden.
But a lot of people, forgive me, but a lot of people in the Republican Party blow it all off and say that it's all a witch hunt, and which is
because
what
I
he
think
says.
some of the cases
but this
have
case
been political.
In particular,
this one I haven't looked at, but look, if he's found guilty, then he needs to pay the price. He needs to do what he's supposed to. Every one of these cases, they need to be heard out. He needs to defend himself. If he is found guilty, he's going to pay the price. If he's not found guilty, then we move forward. What I will tell you is, I'm focused on the economy, the border, and education, and getting our country back on track. If he's sitting in a courtroom, that goes back to what I'm saying. We can't continue to be distracted. We can't continue to be in chaos. We have a country to save. Yeah.
Remember, Donald J. Trump was, in fact, in a courtroom, found liable for sexual assault. And, in fact, he is in another courtroom today facing E. Jean Carroll for the jury to award damages to Ms. Carroll over what Trump was found liable for. Trivi Olson, your reply.
Well, I mean, first of all, I think if people are honest and take an honest look at who Donald Trump is, who he's always been, you go back to the grab him by the peace stuff with Access Hollywood. You know, this is who he is. And so, you know, as far as Nikki's comments themselves, and you know, as a political guy watching that, the first thing I'm struck by is, you know, and I know Dana pretty well, Dana Bash is a pro, and she did not let Nikki off the hook. You know, I don't know how closely, you know, having been on presidential campaigns, when you're in the middle of the primary season, how closely you're actually following that kind of stuff. That said, you know, it's the trap that the Republicans are in, because you can't have fidelity to Trump and simultaneously keep your moral standing, because you end up appeasing him. And, you know, I think that said, you know, if Nikki Haley upends Donald, we should all hope that Nikki Haley upends Donald Trump in New Hampshire, because I can tell you, when you have a dictator, when you have an autocrat, when that inevitability and invincibility is punctured, even if he's still the nominee, it becomes problematic for him. And so, the at the end of the day, is Nikki Haley my cup of tea? And do I think that she's appeased and is trying to have it both ways? Yeah, absolutely. But you have to remember the Stalin rule, which is one of my seven rules of fighting autocrats. You know, Churchill and Roosevelt understood that they had to make alliance with the second worst human being, Joseph Stalin, who ever walked the planet, because they were fighting the worst. And we have to keep that in mind, because this is not just politics as usual.
But you were an advisor to McCain and presidential candidates. You've been in presidential races. But much lower level at state senators and congressmen. I mean, it's your job as a staffer to make sure your boss is informed and knows this stuff. For Nikki Haley to say she hasn't been following it and isn't aware that Donald Trump was found liable for sexual abuse, I don't buy that.
I don't buy that she doesn't know that he was found guilty. I do buy that she probably isn't following it as closely as we think. That said, you know, you mentioned John McCain. You know, look at how John McCain responded in New Hampshire when somebody said that they thought Obama was a Muslim Manchurian candidate. You know, John said, no, he's not.
Exactly.
He's a good man who loves his family, who I have disagreements about politics with. Nikki Haley could have taken a John McCain approach, but Nikki Haley's not John McCain. That said, you know, if you look at what like Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz did this past week in endorsing Trump and in some of their statements about covering, you know, the press cutting out of his victory speech, so-called victory speech in Iowa, you know, there's degrees of reprehensible.
And we're going to hear that cut in a while. I want to go 844-967-2789. I want to go quickly to the phone lines across the pond to Jay over in London. Just a couple of minutes left, Jay. Got to go quickly, but got a question or a comment for Trigby?
Trigby, how are you, brother?
Good, Jay. How are you?
I'm good, sir.
Did you like the ad, Jay?
Thank you. Yeah, that's why I call. You know, I'm a nervous wreck. When it comes to this stuff, I'm nervous. I'm very nervous about this stuff. So when I saw it, I was dancing a little bit in my kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
I'll pass that along to Rick. That might be the first time Rick has made somebody dance in their kitchen.
Yeah, can you tell the DNC to stop being childish about this man? It is a Hortensen. This is very childish stuff, what they're doing to him. They should welcome people in the tent. We want more people coming in.
I couldn't agree more. And Jay, thanks for the call, Jay. Thank you so much, Jay, over in London.
Can I ask you, Todd? Okay. Did you give my letter to Uncle Billy Crystal? Because everyone, I call them Uncle Dad. Your father, I call him my dad.
We have sent it off. I can't do anything more than that. I'm not responsible for the mail. But yes, we did. Thank you. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it. Now I'm carrying letters for Bill Kristol, for goodness sake. That's fine. In case people wonder what Jay's referring to there, yes, it was yesterday after the Iowa caucuses. Former Republican Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson suspended his campaign, basically quitting the presidential race. He really didn't have a chance anyway. And so the Democratic National Committee, their spokesperson, sent out kind of a snarky press release and a tweet saying something along the lines of, geez, we didn't know he was still in the race. And I think Jay's right. I mean, it's just a gratuitous shot. And I think that, you know, Joe Biden is going to need people that are Asa Hutchinson supporters come November. And I just think it was uncalled for, Trigby.
Yeah, I think, you know, I saw that and I thought, that's some kid doing something that people further up are like, what are you doing? I will say, I think, you know, the good news in as far as Wisconsin goes, you know, I get the sense that Ben Winkler really gets that. And he is a guy who believes in politics is a game of addition, not one of subtraction. Right. And, you know, I think in Wisconsin, quite frankly, just all Wisconsinites are lucky that you have somebody who's heading up one of the parties who's like that.
Correct.
And Schimming is playing a game of subtraction.
Make it clear, that text and release came from the National Party, not Wisconsin. Yes. So point well taken. Stay with us. More on the other side of Trigby on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is one step closer to letting gas stations and other businesses build their own electric vehicle chargers. A bill that passed the state Senate yesterday would change Wisconsin regulations to allow it. About 15% of Wisconsin's children are obese. State lawmakers are introducing five bills to help kids get in shape. One of them would require 180 minutes of physical activity in schools through eighth grade.
Our schools are already required to do PhyEd, but instead of focusing sheerly on the academic section, perhaps on what is tennis, we're going to actually get our kids playing tennis and moving as much as possible.
Representative William Penterman is a member of the Speaker's Childhood Obesity Task Force. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa County Executive Committee met on Tuesday and discussed the possibility of a resolution to request a pause on relocating 75 refugees to the Chippewa Valley. The meeting comes about 1 month after the Eau Claire County Board voted against a resolution for a pause following a presentation by World Relief, the organization charged with conducting the relocation. The committee voted to bring the resolution to pause the resettlement to the county board for a full discussion and possible vote. The man charged with killing his girlfriend and setting his house on fire in Chippewa Falls was sentenced to life in prison on Tuesday. Scott Vanagon entered a plea of no contest to a first-degree intentional homicide charge in exchange for the dismissal of charges for arson and mutilating a corpse. Authorities reportedly found the body of Lynn Smith burned beyond recognition and determined she had been killed before the fire started. Vanagon was found in Barron County later that day with blood on his pants. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Badgers lose on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers fall to the Nittany Lions at Penn State. Matt LePay.
With 0.4 seconds left, they'll get it into Baldwin. It's over. Penn State, a four-point winner here at the Bryce Jordan Center as the students make their way onto the floor here in State College.
The final 87-83, the Badgers got into foul trouble early. Head coach Greg Gard.
Four times we fouled jump shooters, and we hadn't done that in a while. I thought we had kind of moved past that.
So now the Badgers are 13-4. They host Indiana Friday night. NFL, the Packers installing the game plan for Saturday night's game against the 49ers. Sometimes teams go a day early when playing games on the West Coast, but Matt LaFleur declined.
It's something we talked about, but we figured it'd be best to stay in our normal routine. It's a short week anyways, has its own set of challenges, and just felt like it was best for us to stay in as normal as a routine as possible.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The worst of the cold is over, and now wind chills will climb to feeling like near zero. With more clouds building in today, it's acting as a blanket, keeping us warmer. This means by tomorrow, we'll feel our actual temperatures. But still, it's sweater weather, and we don't thaw out until next week. 8 degrees at our studios.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Yeah. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on Wednesday, January 17th, 2024. Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board taking your calls. If you have a question, comment, concern for our guest, Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor at the Lincoln Project, give us a ring, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it at your Apple and Android device. Speaking of, Andrew, listening in from Maine via WAUK, says, quote, unfortunately, John McCain passed away and apparently did McCainian respect for your competitor, unquote. Referring to our discussion about Nikki Haley in the last segment, former UN ambassador under Trump, who is now, if you look at the polls, either second or tied with Trump going into New Hampshire next week, and talking about these comments she had on CNN, in which she just would not disavow herself from Trump in terms of admitting that the guy has been found liable for sexual assault. And it doesn't take a lot just to say, look, no one should, sexual assault is bad. It's not take a lot, Trigvi. And also, I mean, she got in trouble here yesterday for saying that the United States has never been a racist country. This woman is just, bizarre, right?
I mean, I was thinking as you were reading that comment, McCain used to always talk about a cause greater than self. And we have a lot of politicians who the only cause is themselves. And it really gets back to whether it's John McCain saying that or Tommy Thompson back in the day saying there's only two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. It's all the same thing. And Nikki Haley it's all matters of degrees, right? I think democracy doesn't end if Nikki Haley were to be president of the United States. Donald Trump is elected president of the United States. It's game over.
Yeah.
So there's a level of degrees, but there's far too many politicians who are all about themselves.
I want to button this up on Nikki Haley with a comment from your colleague at the Lincoln Project, the great Stuart Stevens, who's been on this program. Stewart said this of Nikki Haley's comments. He said, quote, I will never understand this. In 2000, when I worked on George W. Bush's campaign, our most powerful message was restoring honor and dignity to the White House. Now Republicans are backing a man found guilty of sexual assault, a man whom the whole world has heard bragging about sexually assaulting women. This isn't about politics or policy. It's a basic human decency test that Nikki Haley and the Republican Party failed. There is no ground for a reasonable disagreement on sexual assault. There is a deep sickness and evil at the heart of the Republican Party.
Yeah, Stuart's right. And that was George Bush was running about putting his hand on the Bible and, so help me God, coming out of the Clinton era. And anybody who, I remember after the Access Hollywood tape came on, I was working on this project where we were doing focus groups and we were in Pennsylvania and they were all talking about it. And, one of the women was defending Trump because her reasoning for defending him was, well, what do you think